A very good afternoon and welcome to this Friday's edition of the Development Bank of Namibia. This is a special program where we normally bring you the Development Bank of Namibia in an effort to ensure that you are informed, you know. It's always our discussions here that we focus on bread and butter. We try to create and facilitate a discussion between members of the public and institutions that have responsibility to offer certain services within the population. And joining me in the studio this afternoon is Mr. Edward Kanganjera, who is the analyst from the Bank of Namibia based in Ongwediva. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, and a good afternoon to the listeners as well.
All right. Tate Kanganjera, can you just tell us some of the challenges that most of the people seem to have when attempting to access DBN services?
Okay, well, we've come to realize that people have multiple challenges.
Yeah.
When they want to access funding from Development Bank, and we've come to realize that one of them is also getting access or putting up a business plan that you have to submit to the Development Bank of Namibia, and it's actually one of the key components of your application. So that's why for today's discussion, we would strictly want to focus on presenting a business plan to the bank.
Mm.
What should be there? What is the content and all of that? We also have a guideline on our website that is easily accessible. But today I want us to discuss on the guidelines of a business plan by the Development Bank of Namibia.
All right.
Yes.
Maybe we should get right into it. When we talk about a business plan, mm-hmm. What is a business plan? I'm sure that must be the starting point.
Yeah. Well, actually a business plan is a write-up. Mm. And it must have content inside. Well, any write-up can be any write-up, but the content in that business plan must talk to your business. And then we will also go as into who needs a business plan or who has to come up with a business plan. Well, you find your companies that are starting up, they need to have a business plan, and those are also the companies that approach DBN. Existing businesses as well, whether you have a business that is already in existence, either whether you need financing or not, you would still want to have a business plan just to know where does your business plan stay, where does your business stay, and what's happening. And the day that you immediately need a business plan, it's also easily available to you. And then you've got companies that are expanding as well. You'll also need a business plan. So in a nutshell, that's all. Those are the people that would need, or the companies that would need business plans. And then also we will go further to say, what is the content? What do we want you to put in your business plan when you're presenting it to Development Bank of Namibia?
Mm.
So in your write-up, as you start your write-up, well, we'll need your company information.
Mm.
The most basic of your company information. What are your company's name? Who are the owners? What is the background? And then you also indicate what is it that you're looking for from DBN. You want financing. So that at least should be the first pages or the second page after your company heading and all that. So after that, then that is we need you to give us your company information.
Okay.
And then also you move on to your management plan, your organizational structure, experience, ownership, and also strategic alliances. Maybe you have other alliances or other partners that are not part of your business,
mm.
but they are helping you with expertise and stuff like that.
Mm.
So you can also include that information in your business plan. Then you include your financial information as well. So this would be your annual financial statements, especially for existing companies, your cash flow projections, that type of information that is more financially related, that shows and is also proves to the bank that this project is financially viable. That's where we pick up that information from. And then we also need your marketing plan.
Mm.
We want to know who are your customers, who are you going to sell to,
mm.
what are your pricing, what are your strategies, who are your competitors. And then we will also want you to give us a guidance on your operations, How are you going to operate? Where are you going to operate from? What are you going to manufacture? What are you going to produce? What is your process flow? How do you produce something from start to finish? So we'd also need that information. And then we also want, and this is something that Development Bank of Namibia is very keen on, the development aspect of your business. So we would also want you to highlight that in your business plan. Lastly, then we'll want you to add any additional information that you might feel will support your application, or that you feel is necessary to be included in your application form. And this you're also assisted by our application form that also comes with additional informations that you need to attach to your business plan. One of the main reasons why we also want to strictly discuss on the guide for business plan today is because many a times when clients approach us, they would also ask, but who can do a business plan for me? Where can I go? But sometimes we'd also want you to understand your own business plan. And so that's why we give guidance as well, that you can do this and write it up your own. The other thing is also that it's costly also to approach a consultant to go do the business plan for you. And some of our people are startups. You don't have that money just lying around. And you really need the financing, or you have a business that is there that is working and you need the financing. So that's why we also give you the guide to say, well, you can go and write up your business plan. We don't specifically have to say that we don't, at DBN, we don't have a saying that we only accept business plans from a certain person or a certain consultant, or certain companies, the business plans are only the only ones that are acceptable at DBN, or we highly value business plans from certain companies. We really accept any business plan that has been drawn up. The key is that also you, as the promoter of the business, should understand your own business, because many times our clients will go to consultants, and then what these consultants do is, if yesterday, for example, maybe Monica was there, so I was having an idea for a fish shop. Tomorrow that Martin comes there, you have an idea for a bakery. So it's just a copy and paste, and then within the bakery there's fishing products and what, and then we also say, but what are you presenting to us?
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. It does not match the idea you verbalize.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So many times also want our applicants to understand their own business plans, because we also do and go and question you on your own business plan. And then when you yourself do not understand your own business plan, it counts against you.
True.
Yes.
True. Okay. So how should we look at it? At this point in time, I would like to urge our listeners that are interested in businesses or in drawing up their business plans to rather get a piece of paper and a pen, so that you take notes of the information being shared by Tate Edward. The idea is for you to have an idea on how to write your own business plan, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
So please pick up a piece of paper and a pen so that you take note of what is being said, so that it is just not another random discussion that we are having. Here we are giving you direct information that should enable you to write your own business plan. Okay, so what is the starting point in setting up or writing a business plan?
Well, at first, as an entrepreneur, you'll have an idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Or as a business plan, sometimes, or as a business person, sometimes you have an existing business that is already there, that you've started from somewhere. So let's say, for example, you're just an entrepreneur with an idea. And every day, probably you think of this idea and so you modify it and what. So the best is for you to start with a write-up. You can even start making notes. As into, I want to make shoes. I think I'll set up at this open market, or where I'll probably charge $5, or these are my clients and stuff. And then you go back, then you can go and print our guide. And then within our guide, then you can say, okay, fine, this is what DBN is saying. DBN is saying I should have a content, and this is what I should align in my content. And then DBN says I should have company information on it. Oh, okay, what is my company's name? It's what we're trading and what. And so do you go. And even as you go, you can just start plotting a skeleton as well. And every day, so do you adjust this until the one day that you're ready enough to say, okay, fine, I'm going to DBN to present my business case or my business plan.
Okay. So the first things you need to do, I want to start a business selling shoes.
Yes.
Okay, but obviously you need to indicate as to why you want to sell the shoes.
Yes.
So that is your market analysis, or
yes,
you would have identified a need.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that is all now things that you go plot into your business plan, because on this guide that we have, everything is there, because even the marketing is there. If you're saying your pricing is $55, it is there within the marketing guide,
uh-huh,
that you price it. You are your competitors now. Maybe there's about five other people in the same area that are selling or making shoes. You will have all that information. And also what is key to us is also your research. As in, if you say you're setting up your business in Ondangwa, then you should also yourself have went into the market of Ondangwa and studied who else is here that is doing the same product or same business as me. What are they selling and what and all that. So that the moment that we also interrogate you as a bank on your own business plan, then you also know that, yes, because we will also go and find out how many businesses are in the area that are doing the same thing. Same type of business. And if you give me the same answer as what I have or what I've, the market research that I've done myself, I'll also pick it up that this guy's done a good job about his business and is really keen on starting up this business.
Great stuff. So you need to be aware and you need to be true.
Yes.
About what you want to do.
Yes.
If you know, okay, let's say I want to do shoes and there are already shoemakers, how can I convince you through my business plan for you to finance me?
Yes. Well, that comes now to your market research, what you go into. Because if there's five people that are making shoes and you determine that, well, okay, fine, there's five companies that are making shoes and the population of Ondangwa is probably, 50,000 citizens, then you would probably equally be able to demonstrate, but well, this five companies are not enough to cater for these 50,000 people that are living within Ondangwa. So there is still a market, or you still find people that probably will drive to Ashakati to go get a shoe fixed. So which means there's a market, and it's not only for shoe making. Well, that's just an example that we're using.
Just giving
yes, but it can be for any other business. Yes.
Okay. So let's move on. What is the second most important thing to look at when setting up a business plan?
Well, your financials. Well, you should try to make your financials as realistic as possible. Well, we do find business cases that are presented to us whereby, let's say, if you want to sell bricks, for example, and you tell us that you want to make per month, you will be making 10 million for making bricks. Well, if we go into the market and we go do a market research and we come back and we find that, well, but none of the existing companies are making 10 million per month from selling bricks, probably not even the well established. And then we go back and ask you, but you, okay, sir, how do you determine to make this 10 million? So you should be able to answer that question. And many a times our clients are not able to because they didn't do proper market research.
Mm-hmm.
So we would want your business case or your financials also to be as realistic
as possible.
So we always try to, that's why we want to educate ourselves, the clients, and we also always try to tell our clients that please try to be as realistic as possible, just so that when we engage you, you know what figures you are talking about, you know where you got these figures from, you know you had to put one plus what to get this figure. But sometimes you find where the clients just put figures for the sake of putting figures, and then they drop the.
But not everyone is good with figures.
Yes.
How do you advise them to approach the idea of financials? Because at the moment, it all sounds complicated in most people's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They think they should have done accounting in order to do their financials. They think they need to be good at math, you know, in order for them to approach the financials.
Yes.
What are financials in a layman's term?
Well, financials, there's different. Financials is a group of documents, financial documents. There's a wide range of financials. Which one do we mostly look at, especially when we're looking at startups? Mostly we're looking at your cash flow projections. Well, a cash flow projection is a document that where you are predicting the future to say, if I'm going to sell sweets, I'm going to open up a shop selling sweets, I probably intend to sell, let's say, for example, sweets for, I'll make 10,000 from these sweets. So you say, okay, fine. I intend on selling 10,000 sweets, or I'll make $10,000 of these sweets. And what are my expenses? I'm probably going to have a salary, I'll have rent, I'll have water, I'll have electricity, and what. And what is the end? How much am I left? Am I left with? So that is what we're looking at. That's what we're saying, a cash flow is a projection. You estimating to say, or you counting to say, okay, fine. In this area, there's 5 people that will buy for me. So those 5 people will give me $20 per month minus what are my costs to selling these sweets. So what do you give us that projection for a yearly, on a year to year basis? For example, probably up to 3 years or 5 years. So you're actually projecting how much you think your business is going to be making.
So it is not as complicated as we perceive it to be.
It's not as complicated. And also, what we do is also, when our clients are submitting applications with us, we also give them, we open our doors to them to say, yes, you can contact us. You can do your inquiries with us when you're submitting your business plans, or when you're drawing up your business plans.
Exactly. So if I will be selling, let's say, I will be selling a pair of shoe for $150 per day, and then I think maybe I'm likely to sell at least 4 pairs.
Yes.
So 150 times 4 gives me 600 per day.
Yes.
So I create a list.
Yes.
To say on Monday I could possibly make 600.
Yes.
On Tuesday maybe, you know, month end I'm likely to sell a little more.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be as complicated.
It doesn't have to be as complicated. And also what we do is also, when we get your application and we go through all these documents, we also engage you to say, okay, this is the cash flow that you have presented to us. Let's go in step by step, and then we also guide you. Were you sure about this figure? Is this what you want it to be? Or no, this one is wrong. We'll change it for you. And once we reach an agreement to say, yes, this is exactly what we want, then we call you in, then you sign it as the correct cash flow that you want, and then that is what we present going forward.
Great stuff. Okay, what else do we look at?
Number three, we can look at your operations. Yes, your operations is basically, now, if you say you are manufacturing something, what are your processes? If you are going to use machinery, where are you going to get this machinery from? What are your inputs to produce the product that you want, which gives you the output? Let's say, for example, if we go back to the example of shoes, you probably need leather, some material, some hard material to make sole and stuff like that. So those would be your input. You'll probably need a machine. What is this machine? What are the processes in this machine? Who are the employees that are going to be employed on this machine? How many are they? What expertise are needed to operate this machine? So we also need to understand that. Where do you get your raw material? Is it raw material that you can easily access or not? And what are the costs? So these are also things that we can, that one has to critically look at. Because what about if you come today and you want to say you want to purchase a machine? Let's say, for example, to manufacture paper. But there is no raw material anywhere where you can get. So then it would be that, okay, but how do we help you now?
How do we help you if it is not clear to you?
Yes.
The business owner.
Yes. So that's also critical. We have to know that. And you as the business owner also have to understand that. Because we also find at times where clients come with a brilliant idea and they say, okay, fine, there's the business plan. And then we ask, okay, fine, what is the process involved? Do you as a business owner know the process? Okay, well, you can say you don't know, but then we'll go now to the second question. Do you have somebody that's going to operate this for you, that has the expertise?
That is likely to know better
that is
if
likely
you are
to
struggling.
That is likely to know better. And then you go, okay, fine, yes, I do have this person. Who's that person? Can you give us their CV so we can see if they really have
their background?
And with that, then you say, no, it's fine. This guy operationally is good. They can run the business. Yes.
Okay, finally, because of time, what are the 3 or 4 final things that we need to look at with a business plan?
Well, The important one I would say is your cash flow, your cash flow projections. Well, if you have annual financial statements as well for existing businesses, that is also good. That is something that the business person should just make sure that if they have a bookkeeper, their records are up to date, and it's easy for them to draw financial statements. The operational part of the business plan that we just spoke now, your marketing, and also the developmental impact of your business. Because we also want you to employ people. We want you to better the community. We want you, if it's a product that we are probably importing, and now we don't have to import that product anymore, that is also nice. Also, if, for example, if it's a business that is going to develop a rural community, we will also be happy to see products of major developmental impact.
Great stuff. Okay, so how safe is my business plan with you, DBM?
Yes.
Because that is always the problem.
Yes.
People are scared of sharing their ideas with you, and then before you even approve,
yes,
someone is seen doing a similar business somewhere, and that is always a problem.
Well, confidentiality is a key aspect of the bank. Even we as the DBN employees sign confidentiality clause, and we also have a high regard in confidentiality in the way we trade with our clients, and also the way we internally trade with each other staff members. And also, there's also clients that have confidentiality clause on their business plans as well. But I can guarantee that information that is brought to the developmental bank is very, very unsafe, and it's a secret to us as well. We do not divulge. We are in no way going to divulge that with third parties or throw it in the public domain. So it remains very confidential with us.
Great. Okay, so my final question is, how can the people access you, and what are your contact details?
Well, we are accessible on the internet. We do have a platform. We are also visible on social media, where we sometimes put out information. So the clients must also always just look out on social media as well. We also always throw out information there. We have 4 branches in the country. We have in Ongwediva, Rundu, Walvis Bay, and Windhoek as well. So they also service the surrounding regions as well. So we also accessible on our telephone numbers, which the head office is 061-290-8000. Ongwediva is 065-230-129. The Walvis Bay office is 064-220-924. Yes.
Okay. So those are the contact numbers. Thank you very much, Tate Edward. That is the voice of Tate Edward Kanganjera, who is the analyst from the Development Bank of Namibia, sharing with you the importance of a business plan. What I can say is, in closing, Tate Edward, a business plan is your idea.
Yes.
It's your idea. And the reason why you need to write it down is because you need to, if you need my money, I want to know what you are going to do with it.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And also importantly, so that you also don't forget about your own business.
Yeah.
Yes. So you always have it
written on black and white.
And you have it, and it reminds you. And you also keep track. Every time your business changes, you amend it.
All you can amend
idea
it.
Changes, you amend it, and you go on. Yes.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. And this has brought us to the end of our Friday's show with the Development Bank of Namibia. We were looking at the business plan. It's very important to have. Tate Edward, have a good journey back to Ongwediva.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
All right.
All right. On that note, I will hand you back to Loise. Let's take a quick break.